Hello, my friends, and welcome back to show 134 of Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris, I'm your host and your do-it-all person for the show. That's right, I'm the one that does all your emails, does all the social posts, handles all of our Telegram and all that other wonderful things that we have for the show, right? It's pretty awesome stuff. Wish I had more time so I could put more stuff into the show, but hey, gotta do what I can with what I can because, you know, the show does not pay. This is a hobby, a volunteer thingy, but I would love to make this a full-time paying gig if that were ever at all possible. So if you know of any ways that I can make that possible, short of, you know, getting more people to subscribe over on Patreon where they get the show early currently, I don't have anybody at higher tier than that, but right now, if you subscribe at the $10 or more a month level, you get the show 2 days before everybody else does, which, you know, can be pretty awesome saying you heard it first, right? So, that first band there was the chart-topping Canadian rockers Big Motor Gasoline, who apparently are pushing the pedal to the metal when it comes to their latest album, The Way Things Used to Be, and they have a new single video out there called Whiskey Down. So this is their sophomore offering, and thankfully, I got a chance to play it because that Eric Elper, yep, just about every track in the show except one this week has come in from that Eric Elper. So thank you, Eric, for sending all these amazing tunes my way and giving me a chance to share all these bands with my listeners. It is fantastic, is it not? So, if you like those guys, please follow the links in the show notes over on the webpage at canada.insomniaradio.net and go down to show 134 and click on the links and follow them, like them, buy their music and all that other fun stuff you can do, and that will be valid for all of the other bands that we play today on the show. So, hopefully you're all out there doing well, keeping safe, wearing your masks, washing your hands, staying at home. Here in Canada right now, we have a stay-at-home order, which is probably going to get extended, which also means the kids are still learning from home, which is great when, you know, your kids have stuck programs like woodworking and musical theater. Not so easy to do from home, right? But this is what happened last year to my kid. She had those same two programs, and we got the work stay-at-home, so hopefully this year turns out better than last year. And in the meantime, we're going to listen to some more music and enjoy a couple more rockin' tunes, right? Here we go.
We are millennials, Generation B.
Aldershot,
Bedford,
Bradford,
Chester,
Cambridge,
Dartmouth,
Dorset,
Oxford,
Lincoln,
Manchester,
London,
Liverpool,
Southampton,
Windsor,
all places that the Canadians have nicked from the British.
And when they're not doing that, one particular Canadian's playing some cracking music
on Insomnia Radio Canada. They stole London. How dare they?
Toy!
What do you think, folks? You gonna send me some feedback about those two tracks? That would be fantastic if you could. I'm always happy to hear feedback, and in just a moment we'll have some feedback from a listener. But let me tell you about those two tracks first. So, first up there we had Trisha Fitz. She was born in Brazil and currently resides in Montreal, Quebec. And this is fantastic that we're getting some of the younger stuff in. Again, this comes in through that Eric Elber, and that was Trisha's track Millennials, which is now out and available, and that would have been, back at the end of March that it would become available. So, you know, I've been holding on to this one for a little bit, but that's okay. You know, sometimes it's good to hold on to those tracks. So she's been involved in music since about 2008, it looks like, and launched her debut album, The Storm, in 2016. Pretty awesome stuff there. Yeah, so definitely follow her links. Go check her out. Give her some support. Tell her how much you loved that track, right? Awesome stuff. Up next after that, we had Punk Pop Skate Rockers, Moore Avenue Underground, and their track 6 Feet. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed that one as well. These guys look like they're coming to us from, where was it again? Let me see. There's the info. Yep, that's right. They're coming to us from Elmer, Ontario, which is pretty fantastic. It's a small little town, and apparently it has one street in particular called Moore Avenue. So, that's one of those things where, you know, this is where their name has come from. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed that track, and we'll go show these guys some love over on their Facebook, their Instagram, wherever it is that you can find, and I have links to in the show notes, because that is what we do here, right? We share the love. So, with that in mind, let's go have a look at what Jack had to say this week about last week's tracks. So, first track, Joshua Sade James, I'll Wait For You. Almost started a fire drill because I was holding up my lighter through this track. Sunlust, Action Figure. This reminds me of another track from a grunger, I'm not remembering it. Robinson Kirby, Find a Way. Also had a familiar feel. I do like it. Should I give feedback on feedback? This guy Jack is a hack. Gotta have fun, right, Jack? Chris Nolan, City Girl. Reminds me of the time I moved my city girl to Oklahoma. I didn't think she got over the culture shock, even after 25 years. And then he says, Dave from the Bugcast. I really need to add that show to my list. Yes, the Bugcast is an amazing show. If you're not listening to it already, you really should. Dave and Caroline do a live show Friday nights, so that'd be 4:30-ish Eastern time, which is usually about 9:30 their time over in the UK. Great show, lots of Creative Commons music, great group to chat with in the chat room. They've got IRC running as well as a Telegram group. So yeah, give it a check out. It's definitely worth your time if you're not doing anything, or download it and listen to it on your podcatcher. Also a great way to do it. Let's see then, back to that feedback. Robert Cobert, Drive 85. I like that this just flows great. And then he made a comment about not liking Facebook as well. So, you know, it is what it is. Black Rain's track again was awesome, slightly more upbeat than the rest of the show, but stayed within the vibe. Good show. So hopefully you guys are all going to enjoy this show, and no doubt Jack will send me some feedback again. Be nice to hear from some other listeners too, if you've got the time or inkling to send a little something in. It'd be fantastic. Love to hear some of the bands and musicians that we've played over the years too. That would be amazing. So, we have 3 more tracks still to play for you, so let's jump right back into that wonderful thing called music and have another listen.
So cold, I'm stuck here.
Hey, this is Caroline from the podcast, and you're listening to Chris from Canada with Insomnia Radio Canada.
Decided we'd slow it down for a little bit there and enjoy some slightly more mellow tracks, but good tracks nonetheless, correct? So at first we had songwriter, artist, and producer David Bray releases his new single Nothing Left featuring Lorraine Reed. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. They are Toronto-based, I believe, and sometimes you just gotta go with the flow and play the good tracks even if they're mellow, right? So that's what I have done. The next one would be the only track this show not coming to me from that Eric Elper. So this one was submitted from another label, I believe, based out of Montreal. So that's kind of neat. This is the first collaboration between Emma June and Olivia Corre. I'm hoping I got that right. Which is an alternative folk song that features rich harmonies and guitars. And yeah, when I heard the vocal duets here, I had to include it. There was just no way I couldn't. So these guys are Montreal based, and hopefully you guys will go show them some love. The track is called Safely. So hopefully you enjoyed it. And that, unfortunately, my friends, would bring us to last track time. Before we do that, how about a little bit of housekeeping? If you're an artist or a promoter and you would like to send me tracks to be considered on the show, I would love for you to do that. You can send them in at chris@insomniaradio.net. That is an email that goes directly to me. It's fantastic and wonderful. And if you haven't heard from me within a week or two, you should definitely do a follow-up. In this email, you should include who you are, why you're sending me the track, the name of the track, the name of the album it came in, perhaps when it came out. But more importantly, include the track in the email to download. If you send me a link to Spotify to listen, which is fantastic because I can link that in my show notes, it's going to take longer for me to get back to you and get all that wonderful stuff into a show. If you've already sent it to me, include it in the email. And Eric, for example, does a wonderful job of this. He sends me the email with the band's name in the title of the email, right? Which is amazing. So I know who it is. He usually says something about where they're at or if they're nominated for something right in that title. Then I usually get a promo photo of them in the email, followed by links to MP3s, Waves, and all of their social links. So usually like Spotify, YouTube, press photos, biographies, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, websites, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sometimes there's Bandcamp, sometimes there's SoundCloud, and then a write-up about the band right in the email. So I have links to everything I could ever want for this band. So thank you, Eric, for setting like the bar for what I expect for people to send me. And then at the end of Eric's email, of course, is all of his socials and how I can reach him other than email if I really need to reach out to him, which is amazing. So thank you, Eric, and thank you everybody who sent stuff in. So there's always ways to follow us and find out what's going on here at Insomnia Radio Canada. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course Telegram. Links to the Telegram chat groups are in the show notes. We'd love for you bands, musicians, listeners, promoters to come over and chat with us over there and let us know what's going on. We talk about the show. We get feedback about the show there. It's amazing. Amazing stuff, really. Every week we try, not always successfully, because I am a one-person gig here, to get a post out on Instagram to let bands know they've been played, try to tag them on Facebook when I get the post out there. It's a lot of work. I try to do my best. So hopefully I'm meeting or exceeding your expectations out there, which would be amazing. So do follow us on all the social medias. Let me know you're following. Let me know you're listening. Send us some feedback about the show. Let me know if I can read it on the show, because that would all be amazing. Which now brings us to this last track from Eric. So this is a new band to the show, of course. The track is called Harebrain. These are a Toronto-based rocker group called The Great Fuss. And of course, there will be links to all their stuff in the show notes, right? So this write-up that has been sent in to me, Toronto-based in the top is what I see. And I'm reading down below saying Saskatoon-based four-piece. Let me read and see if I'm misreading something. We're confident the current year is 2021, but listening to Canadian rockers The Great Fuss and their new single and video for Harebrain, and it's like hard to not to do a double check on the calendar. An homage to yesteryear's pulsing piano melodies, inedible electric guitar riffs, this Saskatoon-based four-piece goes for a generational collision, capturing decidedly 60s vibes with new-age kaleidoscope rhythm and lyrics on the track. On Harebrain, the band explodes with chilling questions, including scathing statements like, "You think you really know what I'm after? I've seen your kind. It's clear you're a disaster." Laced with lo-fi pop rock riffs that earworm their way into your consciousness, the track accompanying music video showcases the band's interspread with places of travel, dimly lit, brightly colored, black and white, and out of focus. So, sounds like an interesting track, right? Well, why not? Let's play it for you now, and we will catch you next week on the next show. Ciao! Sleep. Get out, get out.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.